Right, it's time to check in with the markets and see how the JSE performed today. It closed marginally weaker, the All Share Index, barely down, but negative nonetheless at 57,924 points. And it was pretty much red across the board, with industrials down 0.25%, financials also just scraping into the red, and gold mining closing about level with resources, the only sector in the green, up almost 0.75%. Just having a look at the currencies today, the rand continues to lose ground against the US dollar, now trading at 13.72 rand. It's lost 1.6% today. It got even more of a hiding from the pound, where it lost nearly 2%, trading at 18.05 rand against the pound, while the euro almost 0.75% weaker at 16.11 rand. Gold today, $1,274 an ounce. Your platinum was 1.3% higher at $963 an ounce, palladium, while platinum was 0.5% lower at $916 an ounce. Here to talk about some of the market moves today is Bright Khumalo. He's a portfolio manager at Vestact. Good to have you with us, Bright.
Hey, it's lovely to be here.
So let's talk about just some of the company news. Pioneer Food Group gave a trading update, which the market really didn't appear to enjoy. It said it was suffering from a maize contract that it had entered into, and pretty weak markets, export markets for its fruit and beverages. What did you make of that trading update, Bright?
Yes, Warren. If you look at that trading update, there's lots of moving parts, like you're saying. The company announced that their revenue basically is expected to decrease by, say, about 4 to 6% from 20.6 billion rand. So that's a lot. And like you're saying, this is a combination of many, things that are happening there. Deflation, subdued volumes, plus the resistance by the retailers for taking price increases. Because, the likes of Pioneer Food Group sell their product to the likes of ShopRite, which then, sell the products to us, the consumer. So all of those were unfavorable. It didn't look so good. And I heard you talking about one of the joint ventures in Botswana. Yes, they had a hedge, basically a maize hedge, in one of those joint ventures. And what had happened, as you have seen recently, there's been a lot of rainfall. So the timing of the hedge itself wasn't, timely, if you want to call it that. So Pioneer Food Group, the headline earnings are expected to be down, between 48% and 58%. That's a lot.
Is it time to jump in, Bright?
I wouldn't know. I mean, in the fast-moving consumer goods space, Pioneer Food Group, believe it or not, is still one of the more expensive companies in that sector. I mean, I would look at the product portfolio and compare it to the product portfolio of AVI and the other companies that operate in that space, like Tiger Brands and the likes. Here at Vestact, we just like Tiger Brands, because that deal in Nigeria basically is no longer a problem for them. They cut that loose, they cut the cancer there, so it can't spread any further. That's the one we like. We think at the price, it's relatively cheap compared to the likes of Pioneer Food Group.
Mediclinic advised the market today that it had been rebuffed by the Spire Healthcare Group. It owns shares in that business and obviously made a share swap offer to them, which they, it seems, have politely declined. They now have until the 20th of November to firm the offer up or walk away. You got any thoughts there, Bright, on what's going to happen? Is Mediclinic going to swallow and open its wallet, or are they going to leave the relationship where it is?
Well, I mean, it remains to be seen. You can't just, tell a girl that you're going to take her out and not go through with the event. So it doesn't look good on your behalf as a man. So this Spire deal, it made sense because the share prices, it's dipped down a lot, and management was taking advantage because they had gone down to around 227 pence. And, the 300 pence deal sounded good, and it's half shares and half cash. It looks like a good deal. And obviously management, like you're saying, has come out and said, this grossly undervalues their business. They need to up their offer. and get serious here. So it remains to be seen what the management of Remgro and Medichemical will do here.
Another thanks but no thanks was the offer by Green Bay Properties to Group 5 for those assets in Europe, which I think are the crown jewels. Group 5 let that expire, saying that they didn't have enough time to really have a look at it properly. What did you make of that one?
Correct. I mean, you're not the only one who thinks those assets for Group 5 are the crown jewels. I think the market agrees with you there as well, because of the lapsing of the deal, you saw the share price going further even up, because now it seems like the market knows at least, you know, where with the whereabouts of the actual tangible asset value of those assets in Europe. So, you know, it makes for an interesting investment, because if you had bought Group 5 prior to all of this happening, because you knew that their net asset value was higher, grossly higher, you know, was grossly undervalued, and it's much higher than what the share price was trading at before, you know, you'd be laughing to the bank. No, you'd be smiling to the bank, actually.
Right, so probably a good one that they did rebuff that one. Bright, thank you very much for your time, as always.
Yeah, lovely evening.
That was Bright Kumalo, a portfolio manager at Vestact.